Blog Talk Radio.
Extremeness is here. XOHL, a view from the blue line. Sponsored in part by the Extreme Online Hockey League.com. Special co-host weekly. Call-in show. Come hear the hits, the stats, the rumors, and the hot topics. Come be a blue liner. Let's be extreme. Return to play. Season 4 Free Agency Frenzy begins tonight. Who will be the top paid? Who will be the top played? Season 4 XOHL Free Agency Frenzy tonight live on the Blue Line.
You know what? Right off the bat, I got to call it right now. Here we go. Breaking news update. That's right, folks. We got a breaking update here on the XOHL. View from the Blue Line, brought to you by Lacara 22. Right off the bat, please direct your attention to, ladies and gentlemen, to the sign-up list. Ladies and gentlemen, finally, Casper has bit the bullet, has signed up just an hour, 45 minutes away from free agency. Oh my God, nothing like being dramatic. That's all I got to say about that. And we're going to get him on the line here very soon. And actually, maybe right here with me, we can talk about it already. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one, the only, the Casper Paula.
Who's up, big guy?
Going out on the town. Doing anything to get you over my mind. But when the morning comes, I'm right back where I started again. I'm trying to forget you.
Right there. Welcome back, buddy. Big news.
Hey, what's up?
Casper Pollock is on the sign-up list. The question is he scouting requirement met? He is.
I got the word I am, sir.
No, so this will, you're definitely going to make the last night of free agency interesting, I think. Most definitely. Very most definitely. So who do you want? This is your chance to sell yourself right now on the air to all the owners that are listening. You can tell us who you want to go to and who you don't want to go to. Go.
Well, honestly, I'd like to go to a team that has great management.
First of all, before you move on, Kasper Pollak wants to alliterate that he does not want to play goalie or defense this season. So if you plan on picking him up thinking that he is going to play goalie or defense, you think wrong, my friend. Think wrong. He only wants to play forward, right? Am I right on that?
That is my goal, yes.
There you go.
And if people are going to run up the price, then thinking they're going to stick me back on D or net or whatever, you know, they might want to think about that again. Especially if they're going to do it without even talking to me about it. You know what I mean? I've seen that happen too many times. So
now the question is, I will open up the phone lines if you want to call in and talk to Kasper about possibly playing some being goalie for you this year. The phone lines are open.
I'm willing to listen to offers.
716-8472. So if you want to call in, you want to talk to Kasper, and, you know, Kasper, I mean, we all know how good a goalie is, but, you know, is he as strong as a forward? Well, last night we were playing some OTB dropping, and, you know, he had some good chemistry out there. So he definitely a solid forward. I wouldn't say top, 10 forward, but he'd definitely show up with pucks in the net for you. So, yeah, there we go. So
it'll be interesting. I don't know. At the end of the day, I just want to go to a team that has good management and then actually is building a team like they want to compete. You know, no, all foolishness aside, you know, I actually want to enjoy it a little bit of the season, not having to organize everything like I always do. Last season, when I played 60-something games, I don't really feel like doing that again.
So, he doesn't want to play 60-something games. He doesn't want to face 10 million shots. He's tired of melting the panties off other women, so he just wants to be... He just wants to be player/co-radio host, right?
Oh, yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's all he wants. That's all he wants. So last night, we had some exciting stuff going on last night. We didn't think so. We thought it was going to be pretty blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there was the big theme last night was the whole Taco came on. His rant was about deception. And that was the big theme of how people are trying to deceive each other and trick each other. So, we have more confirmation that there was more deception going on last night because we talked about the Reznov situation where he signed up as forward, put down that he's only going to play 2 games a week, and sure enough, what happened, Kasper? Tell the people out there.
Everybody, there's been a lot of people out there. It's not just one person, but there's a lot of people saying that
they're fun to do.
Yeah, limited games, certain positions, all that stuff. And, you know, we've seen it on a couple teams almost immediately after being picked up. It's changed around that all of a sudden their availability has changed. Their positions have changed. There's forwards that have been slipped back in the goalie. There's, you know, vice versa and stuff like that.
Deception.
You know? Yeah, it's all a game, you know.
It's all
really at the end of the day, that's when you got to take chances on people sometimes and kind of hope. That's why it's foolish that, you know, like, people are signing up out of position, you know what I mean? And by no means do I want a lot of money spent on me for changing position, but it's one of those kind of things. It's a risk. Either sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, and the people, like I said, there's people that are reaching out to these guys, asking them, are you willing to do this for me? I know a lot of people contacted Mr. Reaper. Are you willing to play some defense for me? If you are, you know, then you've climbed up my charts and stuff like that. But there are some others who don't do that, and they get people who use a lot of money, and it doesn't work out. So you know, it's one of those kind of things.
Well, it's interesting, and we want you to all tune in, especially owners, probably an hour prior to the draft. We'll be here live on the air. I will have Kasper and Pollak here with me, and Kasper will help deceive the deception and tell you guys, you know, what's going on there. Because I'm looking at the list right now, and I'm looking at what do I got here? I got this Dr. D guy. He's got his availability down as never. Who's that guy?
He's a guy that's going to either want to go to a top team like Toronto or, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And obviously it's hard to say what's a top team right now. But guys they're familiar with, they're assuming they're going to make top teams. And that's going to be the Toronto. That's going to be Nashville. You know what I mean? A lot of LG top guys who are running teams right now or LG guys who are familiar with those players. So, you know, and it's going to be one of those kind of things. I know Dr. D. I've talked to him before because I almost picked him up two seasons ago, I think. I think it actually when me and Grant were paired together, I tried to reach out to him, and he pretty much said, I don't know you, and I don't want to play for you. But then when he found out I had guys like Connor, Jewel, all those guys, all of a sudden he was on board, but it was already too late. So,
well, interesting fact, considering that he can play never, but apparently he can play Tuesdays 10 and 11 and Thursdays 11 p.m. Well, he's limited, availability is limited. That's what he's actually in the LG. I've looked him up in LG. He's currently going for $4.25 million in their bidding with 11 hours remaining. He plays left wing. So maybe his availability is shoddy. But what?
No.
But obviously you're not going to sign up for league and put you're never going to be available because that's just stupid. So, so I wouldn't pick that guy up based on his stupidity, actually. Just that kind of stupid response. So, so what do you think about last night? We had, you know, we know Reznov. Here's the thing. People are all like, well, don't let Reznov go to Chicago. Well, let's look at Chicago right now. Chicago, owned by, of course, ex-Kessel X81, same team as he was running the Rangers last season. I'm looking at this roster, with the exception of two players, maybe three, looks remnants of the Rangers, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's almost Rangers top to bottom, and it worked out in the beginning, but then near the end it started falling off, and, you know, it's one of those kind of things. They're going with what they think is works. It's the familiarity of people and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. Sometimes that strategy works for you.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a big chemistry guy in general, but I think Foxbrook and some of these guys would probably even flourish even more in other systems. But they're comfortable with each other, and I just don't see them, if Grant continues the way he's going, New Jersey continues the way they're going, bringing guys in, I don't know if they're going to be a top two team, you know what I mean, or even a top three team, because Nashville is going to put together a good team, and, you know, I mean, some of these other teams and stuff like that.
Well, with the pickup they had on Stamkos last night for a cool $5 million, that was a big pickup for them last night, so congratulations to the Nashville Predators. We were a little worried about them not picking up some players, but they were busy last night. They said, we want a Stamkos, and we're going to take him, and they grab him. Only thing is, will Stamkos show up? That's the question. And it's been the question every season, ever since he's come in. I call him Stam the Rook Toast. And every season he comes in, and he's probably one of the contributing factors why the Tampa Bay Lightning didn't show up for the finals. Because he missed the last four games. So I think he played for you earlier on in the season. Did he not last season?
Yeah, he played with us. We traded for him, and he played well.
And
why'd
you trade for him? He wasn't showing up, right?
Yeah, we traded him because he showed up when he wanted to. You know what I mean? And come playoffs, once you set those lines, they're set. And, it's one of those kind of things where he would sign up for games, and I would put him in once he said he was available for, he'd take himself out and then expect me to put him in games he said he was not available for, that I did not schedule him. So he wanted to play when he wanted to play, pretty much, is what it came down to. So, and when you have a team, you can't have that. But all that aside, he's a very talented player, and it'd be interesting to see if Nashville actually uses him as a forward or slides him back to D, because I haven't seen that change happen yet, but, you know, he is very good at D, and he's pretty good between the pipes, so.
Exactly. Well, Toronto was also busy on the. I mean, they picked up Holmes' downfall too. That's another big pickup. And El Smitty X21, he's going to the Leafs. And again, only for $2 million. These guys have got a lot of extra pocket change kicking around right now. And so when we go into free agency in the season, they're going to have some money to play with. Fortunately, that'll be what will happen. Big drama last night also was Miz the Reaper. He was all worried that he wasn't going to get picked up, and so we had a little ad campaign for him, and he got picked up eventually by the Boston Bruins. But there was a little drama at the end there about the bidding system. Apparently there was a big issue between the Boston and Winnipeg, where Boston was the initial bidder, and Winnipeg actually didn't have the initial bid, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, he finally ended up on the Boston Bruins. He was on the show when he got assigned to the team, and he's quite happy to be over there. So looking at the rosters right now, who looks strong to you right now going into this fourth night of free agency?
Quite honestly, Toronto, Nashville.
We're not going to see them tonight. We're not going to see Chicago tonight. They're both at 8 roster size. So we will not see them involved tonight.
Chicago looks, like I said, like they did last season. you know, I think they'll do well just on the fact that they know each other and stuff like that. I think Montreal will be pretty decent. You know what I mean? Everybody's lacking a good second line D pairing and a second line in general. Some people have a start but not a complete second line. And it'd be interesting to see those final pieces. I think New Jersey's lacking a right wing for their first line. I know Stout doesn't want to play up that first line, and I think for his sake, he doesn't, because I think him, Taco, and Fox will be really well together. And, that's just my opinion. I think goaltending, I think Toronto made out like a bandit. I think they got Green Arrow, if I remember correctly. I think they lead the pack as far as goaltending is concerned. I haven't really seen Death Studio net, so I really can't speak for, Montreal.
They're going to have to pick up a lot of D-men in the draft, because the only one they're relying on right now is Connor. And, he's been running around
Toronto
claiming he's going to win the Rocket and the Norris Trophy, which will be yet to be seen. But, they're going to have to really pick things up. Maybe Castor and Pollock. Oh, no, wait, he doesn't want to play D over there. Because I know he's been trying to get you over there to win a Norris with him, right?
Yeah, like I said, Connor's an outstanding fellow, and like I said, I would love to play with him again and stuff like that. But for once, I would love to play some forward. You know, it's one of those.
I think
what
you're going to see happen is I think you're going to see Hope's Downfall step back to D. This is my prediction.
Yep.
You're going to see perhaps Poison Killer step back to goalie. I don't know. He's not a strong forward. When I look at this, the only strong forwards I see right now are Smitty and Freak. They both play center, and so does TP.
So. At the end of the day, that's where it starts, though, really, at the end of the day, at center. And, you're forgetting, they do have Green Arrow in net, you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe Poison will play a couple, but, Green Arrow is their starting goaltender, and he's pretty good. As far as the list is concerned, he's the best goaltender on that list, in my opinion. Iceman probably just dropped his joint on his floor, but at the end of the day, I think Green Arrow's top. I think they're fine in net, and like I said, if Hope's Downfall goes back to defense, they got him and Connor, and I feel like Hope's Downfall plays right D. I don't know if he's interchangeable or not, but those two together would be fucking outstanding. So it's just a matter. They just need a couple pieces, and they have plenty of money to do it. So
we talked about Dallas earlier on and figured that they were having the most struggles there the first night. We're popping 2.5 down in Jets. Or no, who was it they popped down as an initial bid?
2.5 on Jackson
Pride. Yeah. So everybody's been kind of razzing Rainbow Treasure a little bit about that, but they've now built their roster. They've got eight. We won't see them tonight in the free agency. But what do you think they're shaping up? Now, I look at this roster.
I still think they look pretty weak. They really don't. In my opinion, they do not have a legitimate number one D pairing. I played with Skate AM last season, and, we had seven D-man. I would consider him probably our seventh D-man on that team. Plus, he's got some available. He was quite undependable, all that kind of stuff. Flair, which is Nisk X2's, not too bad. He definitely wasn't worth his, 6.5 mil last season or something like that.
Yeah.
Forward-wise, they got sick QCs, not too bad. Snoopy. Yeah, for 250K is not bad, but they don't even have really. Twisted Dreams is probably the best forward on that line, so I still think they need a lot. And a number one D pairing is definitely one of them. They also need another.
They're
going
to have to pick that up in the draft, really.
Oh yeah, and yeah, there's some names out there, obviously, but with what they've done so far, are they going to see that in the draft? I have a feeling he's going to try to build through the UOHL onslaught that's come over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
you may see a surge of signups over the weekend, too.
Those
guys. And I can most guarantee that a lot of those signups are going to come from the UHL. So if you see Snoopy sign up a lot of people or anybody like that, then you kind of get on the wire that he knows something that you don't. But anyway, Nashville is right now, and Winnipeg are sitting at five. They technically need one more. They could come in and pick one more up tonight and run a 12-man roster. So Nashville, They're not really, they don't look strong right now to me. Just because they don't have a goalie.
I think Mupp has an alternate plan for that. Like, you've got Stamkos there. So who's to say Stamkos, for those guys, wouldn't just step back in net? I have a feeling Stamkos is either going to do net or defense, one of the two. You know what I mean? Like, I think he knows Mupp and Legacy. I'm sure they've talked and stuff like that. For them to drop $5 million on him, they have to have a plan for him. You know, they've got five right wings. You know, and they drop the most on him, and I have a feeling that's not going to be this, because Maverick ain't getting filthy, can't play anything else. You know, and Maverick plays marginal center, but I think they have a lot still under their sleeve, so I wouldn't count them out.
I would hope so, because tonight might be the night, and maybe they've got an maybe they've got an idea on Caster and Pollock tonight, but that'd be another right winger.
I
don't need another
right winger. I think I've run into him in OTP, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But they still got plenty of money. They almost got $18 million still sitting there. So
we get the Winnipeg Jets. They're sitting there. Probably they're gonna have to pick up at least one more tonight. Disco and Iceman over there. I wouldn't say an overly strong team. I think it's sad that they're going to be really slacking if Jim Fraffales plays forward. I think he's probably a better D-man. Would be better D-man for that. I mean, for him in horse hockey, Disco, somewhat of a solid goal. Iceman, depending on what kind of year and how he's feeling it. I've played in seasons where he's had a fantastic year as goaltender. I think in season two, he actually played really well goalie. Actually, he was a nominee for Vezina Trophy. And So he has the potential to do it, but I'm looking at this lineup, and it's not really giving me an erection. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And quite honestly, when I look up and down, it looks like they're really going from even the forwards, more of a defensive approach, as if it's almost like a protect the goaltender kind of approach with it. You know what I mean? You got Jim, who's usually a defenseman out there, obviously horse hockey. Resnick, I felt like just watching him play was more of it, because I almost actually traded for Resnick last season because I liked how he defensively played center. But really, at the end of the day, there's not really any they haven't picked up any hot scorers really for that team. So I have a feeling that's what Iceman's doing, and I've talked to Iceman before, and I believe that's the approach he's going with. That seems to be the approach he usually goes with.
Well, here's the interesting fact. They got a little bit of money left to play with, and I don't see any right-wingers on their team.
What are you doing? At the end of the day, they've got a lot of things they're missing. They're missing right wingers, another center. They only got one defenseman. You know what I mean? They got only got $15 million. Like, I hope they don't go foolish and drop some big money on something, you know. And God forbid, I hope they don't spend tons of money on me to get me. That would be just retarded, especially with all that missing. They literally have one D-man, you know. So,
well, the other team that would be hot after you tonight, I think, will probably be the Boston Bruins. We've got, Luch's good buddy, TK. But they've got a little bit of money to play with. They've got the roster space. They could technically pick up, six now, two more, but they're only required to pick up one. Actually, don't need to even be there tonight if they don't want to. So if they're there, they're there for a purpose. And whoever they bring out is who they want. And they haven't really spent a lot of money. They threw, to be honest with you, with the exception of maybe Williams being $6 million, that might be a little bit high for Williams. It's hard to say. Williams is probably a good player for you over there. Hard to say.
Luch,
I would say at least $5 million, no doubt about it. But I think Luch did very well in spending his money. He spent it quite well, and didn't really overpay for anybody. The biggest thing is going to be goalie. And so the question is, will you get picked up from Boston, and will TK convince you to step back and play goalie?
Well, he's got three right-wingers, and like I said, I think he may have convinced Reaper to maybe go back to defense, but did he agree to do that full-time? I don't know.
I talked to Reaper the other night, and Reaper's pretty game for doing those kind of things, and actually he's a pretty solid team, and I enjoy playing D with Reaper. So.
No, I like Miz. I told TK that him and Geezer would be, as far as the list was concerned, when I talked to him earlier in the day, I told him those would be two guys I think would be right up his alley as far as who he should be targeting. And I told him it's even more of a plus if you can get Miz Reaper to step back on D for you, because you have that I love utility guys. You've known me forever.
Yeah.
I love guys who can play anything and are willing to play anything. So, is one of those, he's one of those kind of guys. You know what I mean? He's not going to necessarily light up in points and all that kind of stuff. He's more of a defensive forward, in my opinion. But I think TK needs that because really the goaltending, you know, I saw, you know, I mean, we got Rebel to sign up last night. He's one of the better ones on the list, and but the, he's going to need some defense approach back there because the defense isn't getting any stronger as far as, you know, the rookies in the draft or whatever. So, you know, you can't hit on some of those hitters as far as
exactly.
concern in general.
The only two teams left that we might see come out tonight, New Jersey Devils. I know they've been just coming. They've got $250,000 to play with, so they've been just coming out and putting initial bids out on people just to see what happens. They're just fishing. But they're pretty much set over there. Strong offensive lineup. We've talked to them enough. We're not going to talk about them anymore because it just makes them sound good. But the Montreal Canadiens, of course, they're, I think you'll see them out tonight. I think they've got somebody in mind that they want to pick up. I know I was in a party last night with Seabass and playing for Keeps, and they were very hush-hush. They wouldn't even tell me. Of course, I brought it out on the radio. But they're definitely interested in somebody tonight. So you'll probably see them come out tonight. And he's quite well aware that he can run a 14-man roster, no problem. So that's probably what's going on with the Montreal Canadiens. I got some people on the line, Caster. I've got quite a few people on the line. I'm going to bring the guys who are waiting the longest. Welcome to the air. You're on the air. This is the Blue Line. Who's this? Hello.
Nope.
And he's gone.
Was
next
too long,
person.
I guess.
I think there's a stout man, actually. Stout man, are you on the air?
Hey, look, is this Lucara?
Oh, it's Iceman. Hey, Iceman. What's going
hey.
On?
Hey. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Not much.
What do you got? You just calling
what's
in to say hello, or what? Do you, what's going on here?
Yeah, just coming, calling, but see what's up.
Like you're just calling somebody. We are live on the air. Do you have any info? So, I guess if you want me to put the question to you.
Looking at
that lineup you got there, like I said, it's not giving us an erection. So what are you going to do tonight? You're going to be the star of the show tonight, I think.
Why do you say that? I mean, that's your opinion, though. Did you scout with Resnick?
I've played with Resnick before, yes.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Well, he can't win. You need six people on your team to win games, bud.
Yeah, horse hockey, he's good. You got to get the
there's
puck
two.
By knee first too. So
there's two.
Yeah.
You need another. Team,
I only got. I've only got five.
What you got working in your favor right now is you guys got two goalies. So that's actually looking good in your favor tonight.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have a legend three by the time the league starts. So.
So there you go, and you've got the potential to pull off a Vezina season if you let it go to your head. Work your head around, but you're going to be active in free agency tonight, obviously, right?
We're looking at a few guys, yeah.
You know that Caster's on the board, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but he's right wing. He doesn't play right wing.
Yeah, but you guys don't have a lot of right wings over there.
Yeah, I play right wing.
You're playing goalie.
I can play two positions.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You can play goalie.
Here we go, deception. No, just so you got for some reason. Why is Smitty still showing on the list?
We don't want to tell you all our secrets.
Why not?
Because we did a lot of rookie scouting, dude.
Did you? Okay, so you're looking to pick things up in the draft. So are you going? You coming in tonight, picking up two guys, or are you just going to pick up?
We got pick. Remember?
Are you going to pick up your mandatory guy, one guy tonight, or are you just going to go for two?
Yeah, we're going to look at picking up a guy at least. We might pick up two if we can, but we'll see. There's not much there, but I think there's only four or five left, isn't there?
Is Smitty still showing on the free agency for you in your dashboard?
Yeah, he is.
He shouldn't be. He's actually been assigned.
Why did he sign with Toronto?
He signed with Toronto, yeah, L. Smitty.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why he's showing up.
That's right.
Maybe I got to run the commissioner database here. Hold on. See if that'll fix it.
Okay, I got one question for you guys, man.
Go ahead.
What are you wearing?
Khaki.
You might actually answer something. You say what? Khakis? Is that it?
No.
You know track
pants.
You know he's wearing jogging pants. He's been off work.
My underwear from last week.
Does it have mustard
stains
on it?
You're wearing sweatpants
hey,
with
big,
a burn.
Hey,
that's
what Disco's
market,
called. Get Disco in here with me.
Hey. Why?
I don't want to
bring Disco on here because every time I try to correct him on something, he gets all butthurt and pussy sore. So I'm like, man, okay, give me a hand.
Everything you guys say is like an opinion. Everyone judges their teams on five guys on their roster. Okay. Oh yeah, they look so good. Yeah, they're known
well,
people, but it takes more than five guys on a team. But
that's
it takes more than five guys on a team to
well,
to make a team.
That's why we're
basing
it on right now, Iceman.
Yeah.
If anything,
yeah, so,
I compliment you. I said Iceman's building a defensive approach. I complimented you. That's not a bad thing.
My goal in the free agency was to make all those high guys, you know, those big names pay for who they got. So I did my job there.
Way to
Am
be
I
on the ball with Krasnov.
What's that? No.
Way
I wasn't I had to work last night, so I didn't know. Yeah.
You tried. To split up. You were the only one who actually tried to split up AT and Holmes. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go any higher because
you could.
I'm going to need money. You're going to need money in the regular season.
But you would have got that money back.
Well,
that's all.
Yeah, true. They probably would have paid too.
Yeah, they probably would have paid. Who's on the line here? Is this Disco?
Disco. Yep.
Disco, what's going on?
Playing now or what?
If I talk to you, are you going to get all butthurt or anything like that or?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I just don't appreciate being bullied as well.
Muffin.
Kind of like
so what do you think?
Wild
what do you think?
You
think what do you think? Are you right on top of what Iceman's saying? You think you're what you've built so far looks good?
Yep. Well, we're actually looking, in case nobody else notices, but we've been making sure a lot of teams don't sneak in with 250K stars. Like that. Go out
what
and
mean,
thank
what
ourselves
do you mean?
For Snoopy's doing that.
Snoopy's snuck in.
I was going to say Taco. Yeah, Taco's not really a big loss. Taco at 250 is pretty good.
Yeah, Taco at 250.
I guess when he wants to show up, he is, yeah. Wouldn't be too bad.
That's true. I give it 2 weeks before
he didn't really have too much.
IR.
Remember, he showed up last season. He just got disciplined because he was not getting along with some teammates. But yeah. He was showing up. He was there all the way to the end for those guys.
Yeah, he did come back after Murderface left.
Well. And numbers why he can tear it up number wise. I've had him before.
I'm actually dubbing
but
that.
Taco,
team.
Yeah, Taco's a good player.
We're
yeah.
actually
so
we're,
what are
we're,
some,
we're dubbing that
some
team the cheese team. That'll be the cheese team this season.
they'll twirl around in circles and go in circles and go in circles.
Oh, yeah,
Holmes
rule.
They'll take a penalty. They will take about
even
one Eichel's or two penalties.
Team, right? I feel bad for Frazier because you know he's going to be the only one back on D because all of them are going to be fucking cherry picking.
Yeah, Eichel will
that's
be at the blue line.
Him and Jers. So that's going to be the romper room team right there. There's going to be a lot of babysitting going on over there this season.
They're
going
to have to score like fucking 8 goals a game, and they probably can. So
who do you think they're going to get to people to stroke everybody? I think Jersey will be laid back, lay down the law when he has to, and Eichel will be up there to stroke everybody's ego. You're awesome.
Stout's going to stay away from that. I've already told him. I'm like, because they're going to try to rattle the shit out of him, and he's not a guy that plays. Forget not, Williams had him rattled last season, and his production shut right down. Forget, he was actually on pace to get like 90, 95 points, and then Williams started having a point competition with him, and all of a sudden Stout couldn't figure out where he was and when he was. So I told him to stay out of that and let Jersey deal with all that stuff, and, you know. Because with Hones and AT, if you make a mistake, you're going to know it. And that's when I feel bad for Frazier, because Frazier does not like to be told how to play. So.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of ego stroking. There'll be a lot of hand jobs going around. But thanks for calling in, Iceman and Disco. We'll be watching you guys tonight. Maybe KMP is going to come up on the board. Maybe he wants to put on a Jets uniform. I think he does. He secretly wants to. So.
He would look good in a Jets uniform.
He would look good in a Jets uniform, I would.
Yeah, no,
definitely
we do
agree.
Need a right winger, too.
I got one
too,
question
actually.
Before we go, though.
What?
How much do you guys think Caster is going to go for in free agency?
Well, there's not a lot of people got money kicking around. I would say probably $4 million at the most. $4 million at the most, maybe.
4 or 5, I'd say. Not too bad.
So yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Take it easy. We're gonna talk.
I'd hope not 5. That seems
all right, man. Now,
Disco. If you end up picking up Caster, you can't make any more death threats at him. Okay. All right, you have to be nice.
Yeah.
Have to play nice.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys later. All
right, boys, have a good one.
Yeah,
right.
Just
good luck, guys.
Perfect timing. We've got Taco Sunday on the air, and it's going to be perfect timing for my next segment. Wonderful. What are you doing, Taco Sunday?
Oh,
Mayor
my God.
McCheese, Mr. McCheesy.
I'm dead to the world. Oh, my Lord.
You're what?
I was dead to the world.
You fell asleep?
Hell yeah, I took the best nap of my life ever.
Well, this brings me to my next segment. Now I've got quite two people at candidates for co-hosts for my show for the season. So what I've decided to do is run an online, on-air radio show Survivor Series.
Oh, God damn it.
That's right, everybody. We're going to pick the best co-hosts. These guys are going to battle it out all season. Challenges I'm going to post them all week. Every week there's going to be a challenge. Outwit, outlast, and outplay. Survivor Series. Fine. You guys up for the challenge? Hello?
Hello?
God damn it, you have the music so loud we can't hear you talk.
My mic was actually up. You probably would have heard me if I actually had it down. But here we are, Survivor Series. Who's the best all season long? My co-host will battle it out to the death to see who the best co-host is. Outwit, outlast, outplay, Survivor style. You guys up to the challenge?
Oh, my God.
Are you?
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Are you up to the challenge?
I don't know if there is a challenge to be up to.
There is a challenge. I have this week's first challenge. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is, now, because Castor and Pollock, I'm going to give him a little bit of the advantage this week, and because you missed a radio show because you were getting some nookie, I'm going to test your guys' knowledge in sexual activity. 14 questions. I will go five. And whoever can score the highest will be this week's winner. Okay? On who's the best. This is more of outwit. And each got your own answer. You can pick what you want there. And couple of questions, and we'll score the questions as we go through. You ready for the first question?
Yeah, you might be getting a couple no comments here.
On average, how many times a year does the average American couple have sex? Is it 32, 66, 89, or 126?
Is it average couple or average married couple?
Average American a couple. Well, you could say whatever. North American couple.
Married, not American.
No, I said couple. I never said married, yeah. Never said male, female.
Okay. All right.
I said couple.
Okay. All right.
Man sex? Female sex? Co-caster, what's your answer? What do you think?
I would say the third one.
89?
89, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Taco?
I don't know, 126 sounds about right.
126? Man, you must be...
No.
You're both incorrect on that answer. The answer is actually 66, according to the National Opinion Research. A couple reports having sex 66 times a year. So you're actually both wrong on that question.
Once a week? Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In which of the following ways... are men's and women's sex drives different? Okay, so you've got women are more likely to call themselves bisexual. Is this true? Basically, which statement is true? B, women are more influenced by the attitudes of their peer group in decisions about sex. Or B, a woman's willingness to perform various sexual practices is more likely to change over time. Or the last one, all of the above. Or what's a woman...
I'd probably say all of the above.
Yeah, where are you getting these from?
I've just made them up.
You did not make these up.
Yes, I did.
I don't believe that shit.
Yes, I did.
This isn't even really, like, statistical. This is, like, your own sex life, then.
Okay, continue on.
He's writing this down in his diary, our answers, okay?
Exactly.
You got to get your answer out there, John. Let's go.
Oh, man.
Caster says all of the above.
Oh, it's got to be all of the above. Usually,
so
a woman doesn't use anal beads until like 45. Then she starts opening to anal beads and shit like that.
You know, I can't disagree, but I have a feeling. Nah, it has to be all of the above. It has to be all of the above.
You guys are right on that one. You guys are both right. 1 point each. Good job.
There
we go. Yay!
Yeah.
All right, you ready? The average length of an erect penis. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
4 to 5 inches, 5 to 6 inches, 7 to 8 inches, or 8 to 10 inches. Doughboy's got the rulers out now, you know it.
I'm looking.
The poor Taco's got no rulers, so he's taking like pens and like one together, two, that's 4 pens long, you know.
He's doing fingernail length.
Fingernail length, yeah. Finger breath.
Well, hey, yeah, don't tie shit. I like it. I got a nickname for it. I call it the 2 inches of destruction. The ladies seem to like it.
It's like a pudding can.
It destroys his pride and...
2 inches long, 7 inches wide, a pudding can. Let's go.
Oh.
What do you say, Caster?
I'd say about 8.
7 to 8 or 8 to 10?
7 to 8.
What about you?
That's going to be like 5 to 6.
5 to 6, he says? Let's see what we got right. He's cutting himself short. He says, guess what? Taco Sunday, you're in the lead with 2 to 1. It is 5 to 6 inches. So, way to go, small dick. Here we go.
Nice job aiming high, John.
So who
it said average dick. It did not say my dick. God damn it.
So which gender, male or female, has a higher preference for reaching orgasm through oral sex? Is it men or women? So.
I would say women.
Basically, who gets an orgasm easier, men or women, during oral sex?
Men, obviously.
I've been pretty. Hey, yeah. Guess what? Actually, 10% of men reported a preference of oral sex to achieve orgasm, while 18% of women reported that preference. So guess what? Women do. Yeah, you're both wrong. Interesting.
No, okay. You worded that wrong. You said
you're both wrong. Next
faster,
question.
You said ding dong.
Next question. Here we go.
This is right up
Taco Sunday's alley. How long is it before an average man ejaculates during sexual intercourse? There you go. 2 pumps and a quiver, 4 to 5 minutes.
Does the stopwatch even make it out?
What?
Does the stopwatch even make it out?
Yeah, I guess somebody must sit there and time it. That'd be hilarious. What we'd like you to do, sir, is time your ejaculation. Oh, wow, I want to go in that study. Is it 5.4 minutes, 9.1 minutes, 18.7, or 32.6? That man, 32.6, that's a machine right there. Holy fuck.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'd probably say...
Depending on your age, too, right? I mean, if you're... age really plays into it.
I'd probably say the second one, 9.1. Bro.
See, what you guys don't understand here is the question that I'm asking. They're trying to base it off what someone else will say, like in studies. But in reality, what they're doing is basing it off their own experience. So go ahead, Caster. How long does it take for men to ejaculate during intercourse?
I'd say probably about 9.1. He's 9.10.
Ooh,
minutes.
Caster, holding out on everybody.
Hey, man.
Look at that.
Hey, man.
What about you, Taco?
It's going to be a 3 to 5.
3 to 5. To imagine how much booze. Here we go. The actual correct answer is Caster and Pollock with 5.4 minutes. Congratulations, Caster. It is now tied. The last question will be the winner of this first round of the Survivor Series. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Next question. Oh, that's not a good question. I don't want to do a true or false question. What the...
You guys can talk about anal? Is that what it was going to be?
Yeah, I don't really want to get into anal. All right, here we go. This is right up Taco's. Taco, these questions are so fit for you.
Oh, here's another little dick joke.
Masturbation can do the following. A, improve sexual function. B, be a sign of sexual dysfunction. C, cause genital injury. Or D, all of the above.
D. That's all
you say all of the above?
Yeah.
Caster.
Well, masturbation. Can repeat the question again? Oh, masturbation.
Masturbation.
Too much masturbation? Too much masturbation?
Well, they're basically saying, here's what masturbation, it can A, improve your sexual function, B, be a sign of sexual dysfunction, B, cause genital injury,
yep.
D, all of the above.
I was going to say C. I think it's C. Again.
Cause genital injury?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here. Guess what, Taco? You're the winner of round one, buddy.
Oh, bullshit, man.
All of the above. Congratulations, buddy.
Masturbation is a very confusing thing.
Oh yeah, especially when you use a bag over your head when you're doing it.
Yeah. some people like to strangle themselves.
Hey man, as long as you're not harming others.
That's right. Survivor Series brought to you by A View from the Blue Line. Tune in to the next show where we will outwit, outlast, outplay my two co-hosts. So from now, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be back after this message, and we'll get the ball rolling in free agency. Got unwanted ball hair you can't get rid of? You want to trim a nice V-line in your sack? Well, I've got the product for you. That's right. Kessel's Ball Hair Trimming Kits. All it takes is 30 cents gas and 2 quarts of oil. That's Kessel's Ball Trimming Hair Kit. Buy it today. So we're back, and we're now live, and we're going to be going to Free Agency Frenzy. Let's have a look and see if we've got any updates. I think we're at the 10:45 mark to see if anybody's been called out yet. And we do. We've got Winnipeg. Castor and Pollock out for Winnipeg. Woo! Castor and Pollock and Dominides. That's interesting, Dominides, because I know there's another team that might be interested in that player, too. So who will be the story tonight, Taco? Will it be Castor, you think?
Definitely Castor.
Well, just the way he wanted it, right? Mr. Drama.
Deception.
You know, let's everybody look at me. I'm pretty. But anyway, we've got Castor Pollock on the board. We got Dominique on the board. And we got Tretiak 20. Tretiak finally gets picked up. I was worried that this guy was going to quit the league or something. I mean, I don't know what happened. I mean, Castor must have given a bad name to that guy or something like that. Nobody wanted him at first.
Well,
but there
you know.
Go. He, there you have it.
Believe me, he lives up to his reputation.
Now, my question
a marginal player with a bad attitude is never a good
thing. Now, Dallas should not be putting a bid on him, actually. Dallas, if you were paying attention, you would know that if you end up picking up a player, that's going to take you to 9, and you can't go over 15, and you got 6 rounds in the draft to pick up somebody. So, you might want to talk to the BOD on that one, because that's going to put you over roster size. That you shouldn't be bidding on people tonight, in my opinion. But hopefully one of you BODs out there listening are paying attention and know that quite possibly that, unless the BODs have changed something and are allowing people to drop people to the undress bench, I don't know. But, from what I understood, but I don't understand much, that Tretiak should not be on the board to Dallas because they actually have 8 roster size right now. As you know, it's a 6-round draft. And 8 plus 6 equals what, Castor?
Yeah, 14, sir.
Yep, so 9 plus 6 equals what, Taco?
You can't ask me that. You said 9 plus 6? Let me count on my fingers. Give me a second. We're going to go 14.
Exactly.
See, that's what we're talking about. Jerking off leads to personal injury. See, I got that one right.
We'll see. I also got it right, though. It leads to personal injury and pleasure, and then it leads to some crazy shit.
So there is a bit of information out there, and a bit of breaking news, I guess, so to speak. Nashville is actually MIA right now, and currently Nashville requires to pick up at least 1 more player. So they're not here. And they haven't got anybody, so.
I don't believe that. They're not required. You saw what we did last year.
What do you mean you saw what we did?
Terry and I, y'all were trying to tell us we had to pick up 4 players, and there wasn't a player that we wanted, and we just said, fuck it.
Well, you were supposed to pick one up.
Well, I think it's now actually in the rules.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's actually in the rules now, so.
Oh, well.
You have to. You can't go into the draft being under roster size. So, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So we'll see what happens. And we'll go from there. We've got the let's see if they've removed that. Oh, something. Did the draft board leave? Did I miss it? I guess it's still there. So KMP is on the board. That's going to be the big story tonight. KMP, where is he going? Is he going to go to Lucic? Is Lucic going to put something out there? Is he going to go to Winnipeg? I know he really, really, really wants to go to Dallas. He said that earlier. Just kidding. Dallas is already maxed with their free agency, so they will not be able to go for Tradiac. So,
Foxbrook's angry. All
she's
caps,
got the caps
out.
She's put the caps down. With the caps.
That's an early night. That's an early night for the caps.
I know it is early for the caps tonight for her. All you need to do is ask her when the draft is. That's all you need to do. When is the draft? So, this is kind of lackluster. I'm not really over excited about this. What are they going to do? What are they going to do if Nashville doesn't come out and drop somebody out? That's just here we go. Here comes the battle. No, you can't skip your draft picks. Don't be foolish. Everybody always trying to get an advantage over everybody. See, always try to get an advantage. Play by the rules, and nobody gets the advantage. Yeah. You can't skip a draft pick.
Everybody wants a piece. I'm sorry, man.
Wants a piece. You can't skip your draft picks. That's just the rules. Read the rules. Pay attention. Know what's going on. But that bid will probably be removed. So looking at the lineup here, are we going to see Boston come out on Kastner and Pollock? They're not going to. The fact that there's no initial bid has come out, chances are yes, we are going to see them. Are you going to see New Jersey pop somebody out just to be funny? You know, and get somebody on the board. They may end up with somebody with 250, hard to say. Is Montreal going to come out tonight? And they said that they wanted to be involved. And the big story is Nashville. They need one player. They need at least one player to be eligible. Or, I don't know, maybe the league will have to reassign them somebody.
Yeah.
So, no, you can't trade draft picks. It's an 8-team league. Why in the fuck would you change draft picks? Like, really? I'll trade first for fourth in the second round for Kastner and Pollock. It's an 8-round draft. Why would you trade draft picks, you dummy?
Yeah, I'm surprised no one's calling out like a slugger or, you mean, didn't the Enforcer do decently?
Slugger.
The Enforcer did decently last season. He's still there. Rockstar wasn't too bad, and he says he's willing to play D if you need D.
There you go, Rockstar. So that's actually, surprised at that. Why we haven't seen the old slugger come out.
And there's some teams that don't have goalies. You got Fountain 81 sitting there, freaking.
Could be
the captain. The captain changed his sign up from forward to D, so he's going back to defense.
So he's D too. So there's teams that need D that could very well probably get possibly a cheap one tonight. So I don't understand why there's not more being called out. But yeah, who knows.
No.
There's still plenty of time.
Exactly. I just noticed that he did change his D position, too. I didn't notice that earlier. Fountain's
still
there.
Rockstar told us last night he's willing to play. So.
Yeah, that's what he said. Fountain's there, too. He's goaltending. I don't think I've ever seen him play goalie. So that's interesting.
Well, I think he tried last season, and it was interesting, to say the least.
Well, that's where Montreal's going to be in trouble. The main man
where?
In net, Herdog.
No, they you forget they got Destudio playing.
Well, they got. Yeah.
People keep forgetting that.
How good is Destudio going to be in net?
Well, have you seen the goalies in this league? You can't be any worse than half of them that are signed up, right?
Damn.
To be honest. But he's,
In good timing. Look, that's what it was. A nice timing, Kastner, and Slugger just came out. Well done, sir. Well done, TK. Well done. Let's be honest, everybody. Kastner has actually handpicked Boston this season. That's the rumor going around. He's been sitting in parties with TK, picking his team for him. Let's be honest, really. So now, does that mean, now here's an interesting scenario, does that now mean that Slugger, that Boston could be running an 8-man team roster going into the draft? Because you know they're going to be putting bids on.
Say it again? What's
I said they could be going into draft with 18 members.
Mm-hmm. Don't Boston, right?
Yeah. How do you automatically assume that you can abstain from a draft position when it's not in the rule book? Now we require most of our owners to go and read the rule before they take ownership, but how can you automatically assume that if there's nothing in the rules that state that you can abstain from a draft pick, then why would you assume it? Like, it's not a rule there, so you can't do it if it's not a rule. It's just plain common sense. Now, here's another fact. If Dallas was – sometimes we'll allow somebody to call someone out for somebody. We've done that in the past, but they haven't stated that they're doing that, Dallas. But it's plain and simple. We're XOHL. This is what we do. And don't make me post the video of Eddie Murphy, but I won't. But it's pretty simple. If it's not in the rules, and don't assume that you can do it if it's not in the rules. I mean, that's pretty out there.
Yeah.
So there, the bid has come off now. Castor and Pollock, Slugger, and Dominique. Who's Dominique? I don't even know this guy.
Diomedes, you mean?
Yeah.
Diomedes? Yeah. He played
well, I guess we all struggle at reading, you know, reading issues.
Reading is learning. He played last season.
Yes, because that
he was all right.
He
wasn't a dominant player by any means, but he was there. I think he was on New York last season, if I remember correctly, wasn't he? I think he was on the Rangers last season, wasn't he?
Let me look. How about that? Yeah, he was on the Rangers, played 16 games, 32.
I think he played some D and some forward for those guys.
Okay.
Like I say, he's a more of a utility, a serviceable player. He's not necessarily someone who's going to light it up by any means, but he's one of those serviceable utility guys. Very quiet. So, but yeah.
Well, interesting. So, yeah, hopefully they'll pick them up soon. So we're about 4 minutes away. We'll take a quick commercial break when we come back, and we'll hear more people bitch and complain in the chat box about trying to make rules up as they go. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, my God, that feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, slow down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Play with my balls. Play with my balls. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah, just roll them around in a circle. Oh, my God. I love it when you... Uh-oh, slow down. Don't move. I'll go get you a towel.
Are you continually trying to explain yourself? Are you always trying to explain, why can't people understand me? Why is my speech so garbled? Why do I sound like I have marbles in my mouth? It's not 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not high. People should all understand what I'm trying to say. Why can't people understand? Well, guess what? We now have a product for you. It's a 4-disc CD set specifically for people to understand. It's Rosetta Stone's Guide to Icemanese. That's right. For $49.95, 3 easy payments, you can be somebody who really understands Icemanese. Call today at 1-800-222. Holy shit, what is he saying? That's 1-800-222. Holy shit, what is he saying? No more. Get the 4-disc CD set now for $49.95. Icemanese will be yours. That's right, we're back. Bidding time is about to happen. We want to see what happens with Castor and Pollock. See if he'll freak out. And the question remains is Castor and Pollock wearing pants right now?
No.
I
think it'd be more of a question if would I ever be wearing pants?
are you like Murray Goldberg as soon as you're into the door, pants off?
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking one leg is already out as soon as I shut the door.
Awesome. There you have it. Pantsless Castor and Pollock, so...
Yeah, pants wouldn't have a purpose if I didn't have to work.
Where are we at? Nothing. We got 1 minute left. Bidding will start. Well, right now, currently, cash for Pollock is probably worth, what, $250K, unless you're Dallas and you're bidding your initial bid at $2.5 million. Because it wouldn't be a surprise, Jackson Pryde. But anyway, we haven't heard any word from Rainbow Treasure. Seems to be a little upset about not being able to renege on his draft pick, but apparently he thinks he might have to have an advantage over everybody else. But here we are. So we let's have a look here.
If they really wanted him, I mean, all they got to do is fucking wait till after the draft. They can pick him up on the reserve bench and then call him up. It's not like that big of a deal.
Well, actually, if he doesn't get... Well, here's the three players that are going tonight. Dominici, Slugger, and Castro Pollock. All the remaining veterans will go into the rookie draft. So there you go. They can pick them up in the draft if they want them. So the people that, just for information's sake, if you want to know, and I want to be a Debbie Downer, those people that will not be going in free agency at this time will be Tradiac, Fountain, Enforcer, Captain, and that's it for now. So those guys will actually be placed back into the rookie draft. We'll have an opportunity to get picked up there. And of course, you got again, you got your free agency that'll be opening up again next week. So there's lots of opportunity to get on a team. You're probably going to get on a team. You just might not get in on the active roster as of yet. So relax. It's time. You will get to play. So here we are. We're waiting. We're waiting patiently for somebody to put a bid on 901 right now, PM Eastern. Nobody has. Everybody's itching their fingers and waiting to see who goes what next. So we've got Winnipeg, Boston, Winnipeg. Winnipeg's got two players out there. We know Castro and Pollock will not be just with Winnipeg. We know there's going to be a bidding war there. We may see something with Slugger. Basically, yeah, the guest host. Shut up, Black. Shut up. Apparently I spelled guest wrong. Actually, technically, you could be the guest host. Be sad when the French guy's making fun of my English. Remember, folks, I am on Twitter, and I'm learning to use Twitter more and more as the days go out. It's Luline at Lacara. If you want to shout out, give me a little bit of information. You got some inside information. Actually, I'm usually at this time, I'm usually getting some inside information from Lucic on Facebook, but he's been pretty quiet tonight, so he must be seriously thinking how he's going to get his buddy old KMP over there.
Nah, so he's hit me on Facebook. He says he's all set with Right Wings. He doesn't need my services. So
doesn't need your services?
Yep, that's what he said.
Oh,
so,
shut the hell up, Castro. Like, he's really actually playing right wing. You already know you are used and abused in this league. That's why you don't wear pants, so somebody's already to fuck you in the ass.
No,
you are definitely going back to
this. No, it's more someone wants to give me fellatio to put me into a different position. Hey, man, I was an owner. Yeah, I fucked myself. But, sir, when I play for people, it's all going to be about caster time.
Oh, as we wait here, for the bids to come up, let's talk a little about rookies. Rookie draft coming up Sunday, February 22nd. We've had some more signups happen over the last couple of days, which is, you know, right now we're sitting at probably, I would say, 70 on the signup list. Not all of them are eligible to be scouted at this point, but we know that there's six rounds in the draft. Is it 70 I got here? Yeah, how many veterans we got here that are on there? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Three are coming off that tonight. It's 5, so roughly, yeah, we'll say 70, just to be certain. We got 70 on the sign-up list. So 6 rounds in the draft, 8 teams, that's 48 players. So there'll be 22 players not picked up. Interesting if we get everybody scouted. What do you think? Well, that. Not for another team, maybe?
I don't know about that. You're going to need some runoff, regardless.
Yeah, I know.
I would never cut yourself out to aim for everyone to be on a roster to make it expand. You never want to do that. You know what I mean? Because then you got people. What's that?
I agree. I totally agree. I was just throwing it out there to just cause some shit. I agree. I think you need a good base before you can expand, because you wait to the first week of regular season. We usually average in the 4 seasons I've been doing this, 3 seasons, we usually have about 10 people that have been removed from the roster, so around the league. So that's 10. basically what will happen next week is those people that are sitting in the get your scouting grades in because you will not be eligible for draft. You only need two. Pay no attention to what your dashboard says. As long as you know that you've had two people look at you, you're good to go. And if you notice you're not on the requirement list, if you scroll down to the sign-up list or look to the left or the right of the screen, you'll see sign-up for XOHL. It'll take you there. Well, that's probably not the best view sign-up list, sorry, is what you want to go to. Click the tab that says scouting requirements met. That will tell you if you've met your scouting requirements. If you feel that you've gotten two scouting games in and you're not on that list, by all means, all you have to do is contact one of the BODs and they will rectify that for you. It's pretty simple. And then six-round draft, and then we're looking at doing some changes in the modification. We were talking about doing a free agency on Monday, but preseason starts on Monday, so we're looking to make some moves around, letting owners have a little bit more freedom to readjust their rosters before they go into free agency and whatnot. And then when the next free agency happens, whether it be Monday or next Friday, you will either be placed on an active roster team or you will be placed on an undressed bench to be used as an ECU for future use in the active roster. Now, keep in mind that when you sit on that undressed bench after week one, like I said, we average about 10 players in the league for season in the first week to get released due to an activity. You will be the next one called up to that team. It will not be somebody from the sign-up list. You've been waiting. You will be the next one to be get called up to that team to play what position is needed. So that's the way that goes. So be patient. If you don't get picked up in free agency, you don't get picked up in draft, you will be placed on a team at some point. And so be patient with us. There we go. New Jersey Devils, all with – how did they put a bid down? They must have matched the bid. They must have matched the bid. Let's have a look. We'll be able to – I can see right here. Ladies and gentlemen, New York and Winnipeg are currently matched for Castor and Pollock right now at 250. I would assume because that's all, New Jersey's got. That's all New Jersey's got. So that's what we know, what it's at. And because we were able to get that out of Stoutman the other day by mind-fucking him. So he said he was just going to play around with his 250. So there you go. So maybe they'll stay at 250 and you'll get to pick between New Jersey and Winnipeg. If it was the case, where would you go?
I don't know. There's some people on each team I would like to play with. I would love to, with Winnipeg, with Jim from Files, that'd be kind of fun to play forward with him once again. But, obviously New Jersey's a little better built right now. So,
That means you got to put up with all the headaches over there too, though.
You know what? When I'm not running a team, I just got to show up for my games, play my games, and try to do what I can to help win.
There you go.
I don't have to deal with the headaches when I don't run the team, sir.
That's true. So we're waiting on, I doubt this is going to be the scenario. If it's the scenario, I will shit my pants. Of course, I think that'd be stupid if nobody, if somebody's going to let Cash for Pollock go for $250K. I think it would be the most stupidest thing ever done in this league. And if it happens, I'm going to shut the fucker down. Okay? Because that's
okay, all right, Yippee-ki-yay.
Well, it's stupid. Like, who would let Castor Pollock go for $250K? Like, come
he's
on.
He's a plug. He's playing forward. I don't even want to hear it.
He's not a plug. The guy, all this drama, we build up to the show, and all of a sudden he goes for $250K. That's like, it's like a girl getting me all worked up and then walking out the door. It's like, come on.
That must have to happen a lot to you.
I'm married, but of course I do.
Yeah, failed hopes and dreams right there.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about, Luch. You know exactly what I'm talking about. No, Taco's not a plug. Taco's Mary McCheese over in Cheesetown. That's basically what's going down over there.
Oh, man.
Fix the beat. You're still on, man, my gosh, Luch, you're like a dog with a bone. Oh, my gosh. Fix it. I'm not fixing anything that's not broken. Just because you don't know how to work it, I don't even know how to fix it. So, yeah. Here we go. Let's go. Come on, people. Bid on Castor. Come on.
Or
so
I could just
Castor
go for extra cheap,
said,
and then you can build from there.
What's that? Luch, just
everybody
put a bid on
just,
Castor already.
Yeah,
like,
just,
stop.
Just like
do
I
it
said,
already.
My ideal salary, $250K. I can still buy hookers, drugs, and alcohol, and we'll be.
You know what? If you do go for $250K, you should play like a $250K player. You know, never post your availability.
That's my goal.
Yeah, you guys would both be 250K players, wouldn't they?
Yep, that's true. And you know what? Why not just have every team bid 250K so Caster can have his choice?
That'd be hilarious, actually. You could have your pick of all the teams.
Yeah.
Everybody bid 250K right now.
Yeah. Make me actually have to decide. You know what? My phones will be open all night. I don't have to sign it till tomorrow, 7 p.m. Let's make it interesting, guys.
I'm surprised Nashville hasn't put anything up on you yet. Here we go. We got
Nashville
up on Diomedes.
You want to make it interesting. I mean, Caster is probably...
Diomedes is pronounced like Diomedes because the one sounds like an I, so it's Diomedes.
Yep.
He's actually up there now. I will not shut the fuck up, Eichel, because you already pronounced it on the radio that you only had 250K left because I've already mind-fucked you two nights in a row. So,
all we gotta do is the damn math, goddammit. All you gotta go is the rules and see how much
you
can
do is
the
do math. Yeah, exactly. You just saved me from doing the math, bud. Will Boston walk away with Slugger? This is like watching paint dry. Like, come on, people. Make it more exciting than this. Come on.
I'm surprised not more people got called out. That's, you know, man. People are struggling for goalies, and there's still a goalie on the board. I'm surprised you guys like Rockstar didn't get called out. Guys who are willing to play defense, and half the teams don't even have defense. That just makes you know that the people have got people signed up that are rookies or they got alternate plans.
That does give you an indication that there's some guys out there that we don't really know that are on that board right now, and whether they get scouted or not, that's another question. But there are some big names on there. I played with, especially with goaltenders last night. I had an opportunity to play with O. Smitty, and very solid goaltender. Played a very couple good games for us. Made some big saves when he needed to. So if you're looking at goaltenders, there's not much of a choice out there. Rebel, he signed up last night. He's got some good D in front of him. He's a good goaltender. Smitty, I would definitely put a radar out on him. Fountain, not so much. Archangel. Don't really know that guy. Here are the guys that we might be a little bit leery about, and somebody might know who they are, and we don't know. Mega, Marasaurus, George, and Dominant, of course. So,
if you pick up George,
I think it is.
Yeah, the Rage Quitter. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, yeah. He was actually voted the guy who would quit first.
Yeah,
so,
he's probably going to be that same guy.
As far as defense goes, Black is there, pretty strong defense. Don't know who this Razor guy is. Captain's pretty good. Caster talked about him earlier. Angie Raffey, mediocre, I would say at best.
She's very dependable, though. That's very dependable. She's very dependable.
Yeah. And Picard play. Now, Picard play hasn't played 6v6 hockey in an organized situation in probably 20 years. Well, not that long, but he hasn't played in a while. But back in the day, he was the man. So whether he's coming back out of retirement, he can put the puck, play some D. It'll be interesting to see. Maybe he might be one of the top defense. Don't know this Anders guy, Baeska, another guy who names himself after hockey players. But we got Zebra King. I heard he can be a bit whiny, a bit of
you
annoying.
Got Fowler.
Oh,
got Fowler,
I forgot about Fowler.
Again,
yes,
Lonely Shepherd, probably the best on the list.
I would say
Between him and Black are probably the two best defense on the list.
Carlson, I don't fuck with you, is pretty good, right? D.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be an issue as well. You know what I mean? That's why I didn't really talk about him. He changed his gamer tag to something else.
Did he?
What is it? I just saw it the other day in the chat.
IDFWU. I don't fuck with you.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as, there's a shit ton of white right wingers there. Lito's there. IG One Man DP. He was a Conn Smythe Trophy winner last year.
It'd be interesting to see if Jackson chimes in Dallas's ears for Preds hockey. They've had some pretty good chemistry together in previous weeks.
There's another guy I played with last night too. The Breather, I think his name is. The Breather, pretty solid centerman. I think he's under. Mm-hmm. I've seen him there. The Breather. Dinkus Maximus, good centerman too.
Yep.
Buff Sniper played with him the other night. Redwind Freak is absolutely horrible. Don't even think about it. of course, Slugger's out there tonight. And Havoc. Now, that's not Gun Havoc, right?
Yeah.
Nope, that's not going to Havoc. It's a different Havoc. No. I can't remember what his old gamer tag was. He changed it to Havoc, like, I think, 2 seasons ago.
Now, here's an interesting fact that I've noticed, where I see that I've got lots of interesting. But Havoc is actually listed as a rookie. He's played 2 seasons. He played in season 2, had 24 games played, but I guess he missed a season. He only played 6 in season 3. So,
yeah, he quit in season 3.
He did quit in season 3. Then why is he back
yes.
in here? He should be on the ban list.
I have no idea. But he definitely quit.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
he was on was he on Chicago, I think?
I don't
he
even
got, like, bit up wicked high, I think, on Chicago.
Well, anyway, I guess that one slipped under the radar of the ban list, I guess, but whatever. Okay, so here we are. We don't really have anything's moved. Does this really mean that, you know, in 15 minutes, DeCastro and Pollock could be going to either New Jersey or Winnipeg for $250,000? Really?
I don't know. Castor and Pollock is an unneeded commodity right now at the right wing status, you know. He plays a... I actually heard Castor and Pollock doesn't use his thumbs to use the joysticks. He actually plays with chopsticks.
Hey, freaking some of the best do, man.
He plays with his mind, actually. He plays with his mind.
Yeah. Let's just say I use digits, but I don't wear pants, so I can only go from there. That's why I can't use both joysticks at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Hey, man. It bangs a B button like a beast.
So, big discussion going on in the chat box right now, and I love drama. There's a lot of discussion going about missing draft picks. Let's talk about skipping draft picks. What do you guys think about that? Now, obviously, that's not something that's going to happen tonight because it's a week away from the draft. But let's say for future seasons, what do you think it's with a league of this size that switching draft picks would be or missing out on draft, like picking more people up on free agency and not drafting them? Do you think that makes it fair? Do you think that's possible? What do you guys think?
Well, I think it messes with because each draft pick has a certain amount of value. So I don't know how you'd be able to properly – like, how would you decide which draft pick you don't want? Because first rounders are $3 million. Second rounders are, what, $2 million? Third is $1 million. And everyone from there is $500K, if I remember correctly.
Yep. You're right.
Yep. So what would you base – like, how much money you're able to spend and which draft picks you lose? You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
So, you know, very if you, went, you spent $3 million, should that all of a sudden you assume that, like, okay, well, take away their first rounder? Or if they only went $2 million, then what do you get to decide which draft pick you get rid of? It seems like there'd be what you want to do when you build a league is eliminate gray area. And I think having to fudge, be able to pick which draft picks and stuff like that you get to use to go into free agency, I think it would just add a lot more confusion. And there's people already trying to pick up a ninth guy without even the option even there, let alone if you had the option there, how,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there'd be more confusion, so.
Yeah, and I like the point that you make about which draft pick do I choose to eliminate? You know, is it the $3 million one or is it the $500K one? So, I mean, obviously you're going to go for the $3 million one because you're going to save some money, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So, what do you think, Taco?
I don't see it abusing anything, but like I said, you got to figure out how much when you spend on a player, what draft pick is going to be taken. But I still don't see the issue anyway. If they want the guy so goddamn bad, get him in the fucking draft. He's obviously
exactly.
not wanted by the league, or I mean the other teams, not the league. He's wanted by the league because I mean we want all the players we can get, but no other team wanted him. So fucking just get him in the last round. There you go. There's your draft pick gone.
And
you don't have to deal with it.
You might even get them for the same price, or no, probably pay a little bit more. Do you think about, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, and Castro, you've got experience with this system. Taco, you've got experience with this system. What's right about it, and what's wrong?
Meeble's not around, so there's not a lot of coding to be done on, like, on the spot, you know. That's really what it is because I mean I don't know if Foxbrook knows how to code that well, and that just seems to be the issue with a lot of the things on the website is the coding issue.
I'm talking about the free agency system itself.
Right now,
I mean really, there's nothing. Anything that's happened has nothing to do with the coding. The only time you change the coding is when you want to change the overall system. basically, or change a big part of the system. Anything else can go into, you can go into the database, you can make the change, which Foxbrook can do no problem, and she can do a little bit of the coding. But the overall system, I'm saying, the fact that you can't see other people's bids, do you like that?
Oh, I like that. It makes you have to, like, for instance, Toronto last season, they literally bid $250K, which each one of their three up bids, you know what I mean? It allowed them to not, you know, like, if you could see other people's bids, then it wouldn't cause you to try to bid on that, or you wouldn't lose bids on that, you know what I mean? Like, you'd have more playroom. I like how they can't see what you have until you bid. You can see if you're in the green, red, or whatever, and then go from there. You can't, I don't know. I don't know how to say it, but...
But if you think about it in true sim hockey stuff, ladies and gentlemen, Boston is on the board with Kasser and Pollock. He lied to your face. Boston is now on the board. They put a bid in. Let's see who's leading that bid. Maybe they're there for $250K.
$250K, I don't see.
Let's have a look. Ladies and gentlemen, no, Boston is actually in the lead right now with that bidding. So they want you, Kasser. They want you. Congratulations. There you go. We've got about, remember, Winnipeg's the initial bidder. And they've got some money to play with. So keep that in mind when we approach the time limit. So if you think about it in true hashtag no K&P for New Jersey. Well done, sir. Well done. And he's a Bruins fan, too. You got to put him on the Bruins. So I do like that. And it's true, Simstyle. When you're negotiating contracts with players in the NHL, you're pretty sure that one team's not telling the other team how much they're offering them. It's all confidential, right? And that's true sim. So, I mean, that's the way you should be keeping. So, if you want to keep it that way, that's the way. Now, what do you think about, like, say, for example, if you put a bid in, you're in the grid, that, if I'm not mistaken, that money is held. You can't use that against anyone else. Do you think that money should be freed up, that you know that you're in the red, you should be able to get it back to be able to bid on other people?
I think so. And because I remember last season, I put some bids on some people, and this wasn't even the initial bidding. It was towards the middle of the season, and I had to pick up a guy, but I went after one dude, and someone outbid me, and I couldn't go after somebody else. You know what I mean? And I needed one guy, so I was running short until the next free agency period. Now, if that money freed up immediately, I could have bid on somebody else and possibly have gotten them to fill that up. I think the money freeing up would definitely be a plus, and not just the initial bidding to build your team, but also as the weeks go, I think it would especially help out. So I think that would be good. I think, and I said that to Fox last season around bidding.
Yeah. So there you go. There's an opportunity. And as you know, in the XOHL, owners always have the ability to do that. After we get this free agency period done tonight, that's something you guys can bring up in the ownership. to bring it in, to have it looked into. Foxbrook can go into it, look at it, tell you how much of a job it's going to be, see if it can be done. And if it can't be done for this season, there's always next season. So, I mean, you guys always have the ability to go into the owner's room and lay out what you want and put things to a vote. And if that's something that you guys want to see to help make the system work better throughout the rest of the season, we're more than willing to look at things. But we're going to tell you straight up it's going to be more work than it needs to be. Sometimes big jobs like that will have to be changed. People just think that coding's just like that. But when you've got a certain code embedded into a system and how it's working, it's not just a quick change. It's not. You have to go in. You almost have to overhaul the whole system. And I'm pretty sure, especially with PHPP, it's very difficult with PHPP. HTML is a little different. But, oh, my gosh, Skullduggery. I'm getting tired looking at your zebra. But anyway, put it up if you're interested. I kind of like the idea, and put it up if you're interested. So let's have a look. We didn't really look at Steve Dominese, who had the leading win bid on that one. Let's have a quick little gander. We can have a look here. Looks like Nashville is leading the bid. I'm really surprised in Nashville. Why isn't Nashville bringing out? Why didn't they bring out more players?
People in the draft. So
that's
simple.
Right. They're going in with a 6-man roster. Good for them. I would too. I would definitely come out of the draft with a 12-man roster. Much easier to manage, in my opinion. And perhaps that's what he's saying. And everybody's active, but really, they must know people that are in the draft, because what I'm looking at now, good players, but not great. You know what I mean? With the exception of, who their owner and GM of course, mean, but still, they're lacking that goaltender. They're so lacking that goaltending right now. So who do they have their eye on as goaltender right now is the question. I bet you it's Red Wing Freak.
You don't want Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I have a feeling Stamkos is going in that, bud.
But he's not reliable, though. Would you really want to rely? Yeah, could you get 8 games a week out of him? No.
No. But Red Wing Freak signed up a center. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Ooh, Iceman sent, Luch sent Iceman a PM. Ooh, hashtag collusion. Hashtag collusion. What's going on there? Oh, you know what this calls for?
Yeah, well, you know what? I've actually heard firsthand that some owners were dealing with each other, saying, hey, if you don't touch such and such, I won't touch such and such. So that has been going on, and, you know, hopefully it works out for every team.
I'll tell you what, I'm curious where Smitty is going to go as the goalie Smitty. Because the number one said they're not picking him up. Number two said they're not picking him up. New Jersey said they're not picking him up. So where is he going to go?
Well, the way the teams seem to be bidding on goalies in the free agency, you could possibly not see a goalie you can pick up in the first round. I think it's going to be very D-heavy in the first round, honestly.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yep. Especially in the top four picks, possibly very D-heavy.
We're into the last 5 minutes of the free agency bidding. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, don't worry, I won't play Ms. Commercial. Do you want to hear it, Caster? Did you get to hear it yet?
No, no, God damn it. Please, no.
No, I didn't get to hear it. Are you going to replay
it? You want to hear it?
Oh.
Sure, why not?
All right, here we go.
Sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. Was hot. A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
The man, the myth, the plug. He'll show up when you need to. He is the man who will be there when you need him. He's the XHL rock superstar, Miz the Reaper. Miz is the man. He's the man. He's the man. Miz the Reaper. He's the man. He's the man. Miz the Reaper. Miz the Reaper. Miz is the Reaper. You and sponsored you by MizTheReaper.com. Please pick up Miz. He doesn't want to be the only BOD not to get picked up on the team. There you go, Caster. You like that?
Fuck.
Can you tell the point in the commercial when I smoked a joint?
See, you're the reason why the sex with couples is down to only 66 in 1 year.
Shit. Good thing we're rated R, boys. Good thing we're rated R. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, Nashville on Caster and Pollock. Woo! And Slugger's got Boston on there. You just missed that. Nashville's up there now, buddy. Let's have a look.
What's wrong with them?
There it is. Let's have a look. Boston's on Slugger now. Or not Boston, but Winnipeg. Boston is leading the offer on the Slugger there.
I'd be very surprised if Boston doesn't walk away with that. I think.
Well, here's an interesting fact. Initial bid as the Winnipeg Jets, of course, on Caster and Pollock. Boston and Nashville are neck and neck right now for the highest offer. As it stands right now, he has a choice to go between the two teams. We are at 9:29, 1 minute remaining. Once that clock clicks, we may have another bid there from, of course, either of those three teams. But Winnipeg actually has the advantage to extend that bidding past the 9:30 mark if they choose to do so. So
Cheesecaster, you might have a choice. What do you think of that?
No. Oh, baby. I'm going to tell you, friggin' my phones will be open. And I'll tell them to talk to my agent and give me whatever's the best
phone.
What
the fuck is your agent?
I don't know. I have to find one.
I'll put you on the spot real quick.
Who the fuck is your agent?
I'd say Connor, but I think he fired me.
Montreal puts a bid on Diomedes. It'll be interesting to see if that one was within the time restraint.
Yep.
Exactly. Where are we at? We're now at 9:30. Let's have a look. I'll have a little gander here to see what's going on here, where we're at with bidding. And we can almost guarantee that we'll look at Diomedes first and see what's going on with him. The Montreal, did they get in on time? Montreal did get on time at 9:29. Right now, keep in mind that Nashville does have the initial bid, if I'm not mistaken. No, I believe Winnipeg has the initial
Winnipeg
bid on
does.
This team. So they have the opportunity to extend the bidding if they feel the need to do so. I'm just going to reload this here and see. No, so currently right now, Winnipeg is actually in, they could up the bid if they want, just so Diomedes does not have a chance to decide where he wants to go. But right now he can decide between Winnipeg and Montreal, and it looks like Nashville will not have the opportunity to pick up Diomedes. So that's bad for Nashville, really, actually, because they need one player. Right now is the stand. So they're going to cast her by the looks of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be going to, they're going to be putting all out on you. They're going to have to go it all on you.
Yeah, it looks like the Peg is leading right now, and Nashville in second, and then obviously Boston, New Jersey in the bottom part. I just refreshed and I had 600 messages like, oh, God. I don't know how much the price is, but.
So right now it looks like Boston will be picking up. Congratulations to Slugger. You will be now a Boston Bruin by the looks of it. And then he'll be moving over there. And then Castor and Pollock, you are actually right now, Winnipeg is the leading bid on you right now. They made it at 9:29. They got it in on time. So you may be going to the Jets, actually, so to speak, because as far as it concerns right now, they are the leading winners. And there's no opportunity for Nashville to catch up on that. So what will happen with Nashville? What will definitely happen with Nashville, because they have not picked anybody up, they were not the initial bidders. They didn't call anybody out in the initial bids, which they should have done to help secure themselves a spot. So, so Montreal will pick up their eighth player going into the draft. Looks like Boston will pick up their seventh player, and, of course, Winnipeg will pick up their sixth player going into the draft. So looks like the BOD's got some work to decide what they want to do with Nashville, because random assignment, who knows? That's probably what will have to happen, because they're going to have to take that next player to get equal for the draft. So
rock, paper, scissors, fountain.
Yeah, we talked about that last night.
Yeah, they don't have a goalie, man, so that's the way it probably should go. The one that's available, man.
or just a random assignment altogether. I mean,
yeah.
They'll have to decide that, and then, I mean, really, they should have called somebody out. They needed to square one person away for tonight's free agency, and what they should have done is they should have called somebody out. Now, maybe they were late getting here, hard to say. I know they haven't been. Omni came on the site a little bit later. So that will be for the BOD to decide that. And good job. And looks like you're going to be a Winnipeg Jet. What do you think of that?
Well, it is what it is.
Sounds upset.
No. You know what? There's some cool people there. I like Jim Profiles. Like I said, I wouldn't shy away from playing with Jim. And
you know damn well you are not playing goddamn forward. You better stop with that goddamn idea.
Hey, man, I said, unless people came and asked me differently, I'm playing forward if you bid on me. So TK said, I have too much respect for you to make you play D. So he was bidding on me knowing I was playing forward. So if my friends know that, then people that are randomly bidding on me should know that. So
maybe TK just didn't give you enough fellatio.
Yeah, well, you know what? Friggin', it's,
Oh, there you go. There's your answer. TK did not give enough fellatio for Castro to play defense.
Been,
you heard
he's
it
been kind
first.
Of a prude. He's kind of a prude.
So really, that's how things will just quick review it again. Dominides, he will choose between the Winnipeg Jets and the Montreal Canadiens, of course. And Slugger will be going to the Boston Bruins. And, of course, the big story of the hour, Kasper and Pollock, looks like he will be looking to move over to the Winnipeg Jets. And they were able to get that last bit under the wire. And, they were close to using all three of their bids. That was interesting. They bid Ron the second one, and then they were able to up it again on the third one. They just got it into the wire. So, interesting. So, it was pretty close, actually, if you think about it. So now it's just a matter of finding out how much you win for.
Hopefully not too much. You know what I mean? Like, I hate hampering a team with a high salary. So, you know what I mean? As an owner, you know what I mean? You always want everyone to go for $250K as much as possible. So, hopefully they didn't spend a lot. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's all we have for this hour. Tune in next week. We'll be back on the air prior to the draft. Hopefully my co-host will be there. We'll probably be here half an hour before draft, maybe an hour. I do want to ask my two co-hosts for this week's challenge for the Survivor Series, I require you to have one bag of marshmallows on hand. Okay?
Oh, fuck.
What?
If you're doing some grocery shopping.
Mini or big? Mini or big?
Big. Regular size. Regular size.
Hell no. You know, I already know what this is going to be. I'm not stuffing as many marshmallows in my mouth because definitely Cash will win that shit.
Yeah, it's on, John.
Actually, no, it's more marshmallows have to do with up your anus more so, actually.
Definitely Castro wins.
What the fuck? I got to remove the beads? Like, there's only so much room up there. Look, I'm just saying.
Actually, I do have a challenge. It'll be outwit, but I'll talk to you guys on a more private basis, and we'll see if we can get it underway. We'll surprise people with it. So, thanks for joining me on the show. You know what? Let's get on an hour beforehand, and let's have some mock drafts. Castor and Pollock, you're going to come up with a mock draft. Taco, you're going to come up with a mock draft, and we'll see who's the closest. That'll be one of the challenges. How's that?
Okay, sounds good.
That sounds good.
So give us a nice challenge of see who can come up with the closest draft, and by all means, if anybody feels like they can do that challenge, you send me their mock draft via PM, and we'll make a little competition out of it.
Is the first round only? Or
Let's do three rounds.
Three rounds
is fair. Three rounds is fair. Sounds good. All right, gentlemen, thank you for joining me this week. And, you know, like I said, we've had the highest ratings we've ever had on the show because we've had you two on here. So thank you for helping that. And we'll see you all on Sunday night, 22nd.
Okay, Sunday night.
And we got one more caller. Hold on here. We'll one last caller. The final word. Welcome to the air. You're on the air. Michael LaRosse, whoever that is. Hello. Apparently he didn't want me to tell him their real name. We all know he's probably Lucic. Wait, what's Stoutman's real name? Chris Jones. That's it. Chris Jones. We love you, Chris Jones.
Trying to think of if I know any Mikes.
Well,
Welcome to the Jets. This is not Vancouver, he said.
I'm not sure who that was. Welcome to the Jets. There you go. You're Benny and the Jets. And thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Till then, see ya.
Get on this damn scouting lobby.
Yes. Got it. Hey, wait a second. Before I go, pop that out. You have your link now, Taco?
Yeah, it doesn't. It works, but I literally have to, like, almost instantly click the stop load page to get it to work.
So
it still has the struggles.
Try a different browser.
All right.
Get those scouting grades in. We got to get her done. We've got 70 people on the list. Only 48 that are eligible. Good luck. We'll see you on Sunday.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
Yes.
The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old